4 days after severe flooding in central and eastern Europe caused the deaths of at least 20 people, the destruction of homes and businesses, southern Poland and Hungary are bracing again for the possibility of more floods. Flooding devastated parts of Poland, the Czech Republic, Romania, Austria this week. And authorities in Croatia, Hungary and Slovakia are also warning of flooding in the coming days. Ursula von der Leyen will today visit the southwestern Polish city of Wrocław to meet Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk and leaders from affected areas. Our Eastern Europe reporter Liam Nolan is in Wrocław and he's been speaking to residents bracing for flooding.
Well, obviously, people are quite nervous and anxious with the potential repeat of floods we had in 1997 as well as 2010. Lots of people by the bridges, by the rivers, monitoring the situation and looking at what's happening. And of course, everybody's getting prepared best they can.
Well, I'm quite stressed about my friends or co-workers. I know that a couple of my colleagues haven't reached to their work because the flooding already started. So I'm more worried about them and how their homes look like and if they're okay as well. So quite stressful all the time.
And Liam Nolan joins us now. And the wrath of Storm Boris still being felt. Liam, are the water levels still rising there now?
Good morning. Yes, the water levels have risen overnight on the Oder River, which is the main river that flows through Wrocław. It's the second largest river in Poland. I got into the city last night. The river levels were certainly lower. This morning, they're measuring just over 6 metres. But city officials say that's a stable level at the moment. The Polish Meteorological Institute, the National Met Office of Poland, is saying that the water will peak on the Oder around the Wrocław region at about 6 p.m. today. So the levels are expected to continue to rise during the day. So far, though, the water's not breaching the embankments or the bridges. There is sandbags everywhere in the city, outside businesses, churches, a lot of Gothic churches, a very, very pretty city with a lot of Gothic architecture. So the sandbags are there to protect those sort of historical jewels. Mm-hmm. And of course, a lot of the residents there, one of the people I spoke to there earlier, said that they don't want a repeat of 1997 when the city was really badly flooded. It was flooded again in 2010 as well, but efforts have been ongoing by the army. And yesterday there was thousands of volunteers normal residents took part to help put those sandbags in place throughout the city.
And it's not just Poland, of course, and we'll touch on Hungary and other areas in a moment, but Ursula von der Leyen due there today to meet Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk and indeed other leaders from affected regions. Is she expected to come bearing gifts, bearing help, bearing aid?
That's the thinking here anyway. I mean, they will discuss the leaders of Austria, Slovakia, Czech Republic, and Donald Tusk, of course, the Prime Minister who's based himself, the Polish Prime Minister who's based himself here, running the coordination, the rescue efforts from Wrocław all week with other senior ministers. They have said that they will discuss aid mechanisms or mechanisms for drawing down EU funding. Poland and the Czech Republic have said that they will apply for EU funding. There's the civil protection mechanism that the EU runs. It's a fund for drawing down funds in cases of disaster. Donald Tusk has said that relief efforts could cost Poland 1 billion. He also said that the EU is set to commit about 1.5 billion to help the countries in the region. So there is speculation that there may be an announcement later today in terms of what an EU funding package and how much that might be worth when Ursula von der Leyen
and
speaks
just
later
briefly,
this afternoon.
Is Hungary also in trouble and towns along the Danube?
The level of the Danube is rising. Authorities in Hungary have been reinforcing embankments all along the Danube as it rises today. It's pretty much a similar situation to here in southern Poland.
Liam Nolan in Wrocław, thank you very much. It's now 13 minutes to 9. More after this.